The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, this land was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just 5 minutes left, and then Rob News coming in to quarterback the rest of the hour. Here are some of the headlines by folks hate Trump so much in the establishment. Trump wants to help U.S. businesses by lifting a slew of regulations, CNBC. With this other report out of Reuters as well, U.S. jobless claims rise, planned layoffs surge. So one concern I have, Wayne, I want to take a few calls, is Trump gets in, they hold the collapse in the West off until he gets in, and then kind of blame nationalism rising in Europe with a more nationalist conservative, or not even conservative, just common sense person in Austria getting elected. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, he's going to have a tough time as president because he's going to have a very hostile Democratic Party in the Congress, and a hostile Republican Party for the most part in Congress. And, you know, Ross Perot, had he been elected in 1992, would have had the very same problem. He's going to have to be able to finesse like no other president has before, because he's going to have, essentially, he's going to have two opposition parties in the Congress. His own Republican Party.
Isn't his answer go right to the American people day one and say, look, it's the establishment again, a bunch of arrogant parties. They've taken control. Help me.
Well, Obama's done that. He's going around the White House press corps to directly the American people. And, you know, maybe that's one thing Trump can borrow from Obama. I'd say probably the only thing he ought to is how he can bypass the media to go directly to the people. It's going to be very, very difficult. He's going to have to also, I mentioned the VP thing, he's going to have to be very selective in who he picks for his cabinet, because that's sure. where he can probably bring in people who can work with a hostile Congress.
That's right. Let's talk to Dwight in Washington and Mel in Costa Rica. Dwight, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Yes, I was wondering about if those cruise ships going back and forth to Cuba might possibly at some point be used to bring Cuban soldiers over, and also if it was even possible for Cynthia McKinney to be vice president since she's not a Republican.
Sure. I don't really think the Cubans are going to invade us, folks. The globalists are going to invade us with cheap labor and drive our cost of living down. Some of our guests have said that, and it's globalization of our police and military to begin with. That's how they take over. But as for Cynthia McKinney, you know, she's a really great lady, and she's liking Donald Trump. You know, all these real people on the left like Trump. They see what's happening.
Yeah, Cynthia's a friend of mine. She's been for many years, and I think she'd be an excellent VP pick. But I think, right now we see the Republican money people are going to be in there. I think Cynthia, barring a VP pick, which I don't think Trump is going to do, would be a very good Secretary of State.
Well, what about Ron Paul in there in the Treasury of the Secretary of State? That'd be wild.
Absolutely. I mean, Treasury, Ron Paul, I think Rand Paul would be more effective in the Senate as somebody that can help Trump there. He's going to need all the friends he can get.
I agree. Let's real fast. Mel in Costa Rica, real quick question for Wayne. Go ahead.
Yes, Wayne, do you think there'll be some attempts on his life during the campaign or during maybe if once he gets elected?
Yeah, what's the danger zone? Is it more now or more later? Thank you. Great point, Mel.
I'll tell you, the danger thing for me was when he was in a debate in Houston and old man Bush, Poppy 41, was sitting in the audience and he did this, thing across the neck. The guy's halfway senile, but I don't think that was an act of senility. I think he was showing his true colors. Trump's got to be very, very careful, especially since that my source on the Marco Rubio photos Gary Welsh, an attorney and blogger in Indianapolis, was they said.
Hold on, Wayne. Hold on. If you can do it, I'm punching out. But I want to have you 5 more minutes with Rob Due to talk about your source. I forgot, in Indianapolis, found dead a few days ago in a stairwell. That is huge. Stay there, Wayne.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First of all, I want to say, take the 12X2 Supermail Brain Force Plastic Guard Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, it's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Due, sitting in, Anthony Gucciardi. And we got Wayne Mattson on the line. We're going to go back to him in 1 second. I want to tell you a little bit about what I have coming up. We just had the article on Infowars.com how Cinco de Mayo, I guess, revelers were smashing Trump pinatas in the name of, you know, ending racism or something like that. We're going to go. We got a really interesting story out of Oakland, California. I'm going to have Joe Biggs in to pop. He sent this to me, but he's also going to be in because we're sending him and Darren McBreen out to Eugene, Oregon. There's going to be a Trump rally there, and already there are nearly 600 people that are going to go to that protest, the anti-Trump protest movement. It's still just because Trump won the nomination or is the presumptive nominee at this point doesn't mean people are going to stop protesting. And it really is where you get the true agenda of these people that are afraid of free speech and afraid of any idea that counters their idea of a socialist collective. So let's go back to Wayne Mattson right now. We have
This article from Kit Daniels on May 3rd, Indiana voting fraud activist behind Rubio sex party leaks found dead, and his name is Gary Welsh. He was found at the bottom of a stairwell in his apartment complex. Wayne, have there been any new developments on this since the May 3rd article?
Well, there was supposed to have been an autopsy done on Monday. I don't believe that we've seen any report on the outcome of that. Gary Welsh's services this afternoon in Terre Haute, Indiana, but this one defies logic. Why? Because the police determined, based on a final blog entry he made saying, "I may not be around Tuesday when Trump wins Indiana, but I think he's going to come in just under 50%. In fact, he came in at 53%. The police figured out that was a some sort of indication that he planned to commit suicide. Well, if fear, being fearful of your life because you may be getting death threats, if that's any indication of suicide, then, you know, Martin Luther King made that prophetic speech, too. I may not get there with you. I've been to the mountaintop. Well, you know, shortly after that, he was assassinated. So, you know, it's just basic, simple police work that just because somebody says I might not be around much longer, you should also take into consideration that his life was being threatened. The other thing is, Gary was also advancing the Ted Cruz story with his dad in New Orleans and Oswald. And he was also an attorney who specialized in election law. He had been before the Indiana Electoral Commission on more than one occasion to argue about, election irregularities. And the mere fact that he dies right before the Indiana primary, I think is very, very suspicious.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, other people you've talked to, Wayne, the D.C. madam, she had the names and numbers of people who went to her her sex service. And she comes on the Alex Jones show, says she has some great information she wants to give Alex, but she didn't want to give it over the air. He didn't take it.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, she winds up, hung in her mom's woodshed out in the back. I mean,
yeah, and I was in email communication with Gary Webb for a few months before they said he shot himself twice in the head. And ironically, we were both looking at a company called Affiliated Computer Systems, myself, because they had approved the visas for those Arab alleged hijackers on 9/11. And he was looking at him for some fraud in Sacramento. But Affiliated Computer Systems had as their vice president Stephen Goldsmith, a former mayor of Ware, Indianapolis, Indiana. I think it's very ironic that here again we have a suspicious suicide in Indianapolis, let alone Indiana. And I would also add that the news just broke that an attorney for WikiLeaks is said to have just jumped in front of a commuter train in England, and of course he was killed.
Wow. Yeah, jumped or pushed. I mean, depending on.
Oh, I'm sure he was. Yeah, in cases like that, you're usually pushed.
Yeah.
And well, not to get graphic, but autopsies don't work real well after something like that.
That's true. That is one way of covering up any evidence, and especially if you got knocked on the head or something. And found, I think, two young boys down in where you guys were at, down in and near Mexico and the Texas border. They were, it was a husband and wife that were found dead, and they saw, they think they saw a drug deal or something, and then they were placed on the tracks.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of weird goings on. And
yeah.
Anytime you want to put out information that is against the globalist cabal, Barry Jennings, another fine example. Here's a guy who breaks the silence, talks about explosions that were happening in the base or the ground level in the lobby of World Trade Center 7 before it collapsed, before the towers had even collapsed. There was people in there dead. He was walking over dead bodies, and then shortly after that, he gets fast-acting leukemia and meets his demise as well. So anytime people are bringing out information, and you know it's hot if they end up dead shortly thereafter.
Well, the first two stories I ever investigated were investigative journalist Danny Casolaro was on to Old Man Bush and Mina and all that stuff, Clinton too, it was on to Clinton, and they said he slashed his wrists 12 times, each wrist, in the bathtub of a hotel in Martinsburg, West Virginia. They called that suicide. And also Vince Foster was the second one I investigated, and they called that suicide. Of course, it was well known he had been carrying on an affair with Hillary Clinton before that.
Please don't say that. You're putting bad thoughts in my head.
Well, she goes both ways. Yeah. Although I think she goes only one way now in the last probably decade and a half.
Can you imagine, how big is the Clinton body count going to grow if she gets back into office? I mean, you know, and right, it's come out that I've got to find the article, that they've known about the Guccifer email hacks for years. Or NBC. Why did NBC sit on explosive news story about Clinton's alleged hacked email server for weeks? Well, that's to protect her. And they don't want that information out too early.
Right.
Unless they're thinking of deep sixing her at some point in the nomination process and bringing in somebody else. You know, because they don't want Bernie, so maybe they bring in Joe Biden at the end, and he would ride in on a white horse and rescue the Democratic Party.
Right. Well, NBC take, and like all the networks, take their orders from either the CIA or the Pentagon. That's part of the continuing Operation Mockingbird that never went away.
Yeah. And Guccifer's now here. They've extradited him here to the United States. He was in a Romanian prison for a while, and now he's here. So who knows what he is saying? Hopefully he stays safe.
Yeah, we hope so. But if he's, being a guest of the Justice Department and Bureau of Prisons, anything is possible.
Sure. Yeah. After he spills his guts or sings, and then they, do whatever they do in prison. But let's hope that doesn't happen to him. Anything else, Wayne, before you go?
I think this cruise story is still generating a lot of interest. A lot of JFK assassination experts are weighing in on both sides, saying it's a nonsense story. I'm being attacked by a few of them, but I'm also hearing from those JFK researchers who say, yeah, we never could identify who that guy was, and it looks like it could be, in fact, Rafael Cruz.
Do you think that's why he punched his wife and elbowed her as he was hugging his dad? Maybe it was just some sort of way he was so mad that he dropped out of the race. And maybe dad asked him to drop out.
Yeah, Carly Fiorina, she fell off the stage, and he didn't even try to help her. And then he hits his wife Heidi with his elbow three times. So, yeah, maybe he's reacting very negatively to being told to pick up your building blocks and your Tinker Toy set and, just go home.
Yeah, we got to protect daddy and his CIA cover. And
absolutely.
If that's what really happened, we don't know. But if anyone's going to get to the bottom of it, it'll be Wayne Madsen. So thanks for working with us, Wayne, and we'll see you soon. You're going to be joining us at the RNC. Oh, there it is. Ow. Well, it looks like it hurts. We just showed that on TV of the of Cruz elbowing his wife in the face after he succumbed to defeat from the mighty Trump. So thanks for joining us, Wayne.
You bet.
And you can read more about that Indiana voting fraud activist behind Rubio's sex party leaks found dead. Right there on Infowars.com. It's a Kit Daniels article from May 3rd. And then you could go back and walk the links back and read the other stories. Wayne Madsen put out a story about it as well a while back. And that's the thing about Infowars. We're breaking these stories, and it takes a while for them to enter the mainstream media. But sometimes it takes a month. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it takes 2 years. But eventually they do make it out there. So what's going on at the border right now? Well, it is Cinco de Mayo, so I guess it is appropriate to talk about the border. Here's from North Carolina News, NC man among some joining groups in U.S. to patrol border with Mexico. And talk about this 2,000-mile border spanning, and people are coming from all over the world. This is a man named Doc who decided to take his vacation time and be part of the solution, I guess, watching the border. He says they come through and they cut the barbed wire. Literally takes seconds to get on our side of the border with packs and mules and things like that. It's basically not even a deterrent and only holds them up for a few seconds. And they're talking about the fence. And in some places, it doesn't even exist. As Joe Biggs has shown others, how he just walks over into Mexico and can walk back and nobody stops him. He crossed the border dressed as an ISIS terrorist at one point, and nothing's being done. We've shot video of the gates just being left open right there at the border, where they do have a fence and somewhat of a deterrent along El Paso, but then that quickly dies off as soon as you move. So we're going to have more news coming up. David Knight's going to come in next, and we're going to talk about TTIP and why it looks like it's going to fail in, especially the European countries are pissed off. They don't want it because now we get to see what's in the plan, and now we go, wait a minute, that's why it's been negotiated in secret. This has been Rob Dew with Infowars.com. You're watching the fourth hour. Infowars.com/show for all the live feeds.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asked that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Sitting next to me is David Knight, and he's got some news on TTIP and also some Hillary news. And I just want to cover this real quick. going back to this NBC story, why did it sit on an explosive story about Clinton's alleged hacked email server for weeks? So they have a transcript here with Cynthia McFadden talking to Guccifer, and she's talking about the Hillary server being absolutely safe, and he starts laughing. He says, that's a lie, that's a lie. And
the guy who's not a computer programmer.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Lazar is openly admitting to hacking her private email account, the same private email account where federal officials found over 2,000 emails that contained classified information and at least 22 deemed top secret. Oh, you know, 22. That's not too bad, huh?
So if it's a lie, Rob, why is he in prison?
Exactly. And, you know, the Clinton campaign noted that. They said there's absolutely no basis to believe the claims made by this criminal from his prison cell.
Free Guccifer. That needs to be the new T-shirt.
That's where she's going to be soon if the FBI actually gets to do a real investigation. So, but you didn't even come in here to talk about that, although that's, you know, kind of hot in the news.
Yeah.
TTIP is in the news as well. I guess France has said they don't want to go along with it. They're pissed off
because
people are finally getting to read the plan.
That's right. And to get everybody up to speed, if you haven't heard this, of course, there's two big treaties that have been negotiated in secret by multinational corporations. Our lawmakers are not allowed to see them. Eventually, when they were, nobody cared except for Jeff Sessions, who's been the only senator to read this, to talk about it. And, of course, the only person he's ever endorsed is Donald Trump. As we're looking at this now, this was leaked by Greenpeace Netherlands. So they published this on Tuesday, and it has really set the people in Europe on fire about this. They say that besides the secrecy, they say it's going to affect human health, labor rights, internet privacy rights, the very social fabric of Europe itself. Of course, it's a massive deal. This is about sovereignty. It's about managing your economy, and it's about the internet. It's about privacy. It's about everything. Okay, this is the whole ball of wax. And we've got two of these creatures. We've got the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. These are treaties, folks. They're not partnerships. But also the transatlantic. This is the transatlantic partnership. And, of course, in France, the socialists there, Hollande, says absolutely not. It questions the essential principles for our agriculture, our culture, our reciprocity of access to public markets. He says it's unacceptable. And he says it would make no sense to have this climate deal in December because this is going to unravel some of it. And Hillary Clinton is saying the same things, too. So now they're saying, oh, we can't do this because of the climate deal. And that points up the fact that there are two ways for them to do global consolidation, destruction of our economy, and setting up their own crony capitalist.
One of the conditions to allow Monsanto to grow GM crops in Europe, or is that off the table?
I don't know that specificity of it, but that has been part of it, is that the Americans have been pushing to make sure that there's no regulations that are going to stop GMO production.
Right.
So I imagine that is in the very last thing. When we look at what's happening in America, I think it's also interesting. Hillary Clinton's been campaigning in West Virginia because they're going to have a primary on Tuesday. It looks like Bernie Sanders is going to really slaughter her there.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Her comments on coal.
Absolutely. And her ties into the Obama administration.
Right.
Because Obama said coming in, he's going to make sure he had a war on coal. We've talked about that many times. If you build a coal factory, a coal mine, it's going to bankrupt
plant.
You.
Yeah.
Power plant.
He said, yeah, he actually came out and said, we're going to go bankrupt.
But he went after the power plants. But, of course, he's also going after the coal mines because if nobody's going to burn it in the power plants, it's going to shut them down. There were 300 coal mines in West Virginia 5 years ago. Today, there's less than 70. That's 80% of them gone in 5 years. It's 10,000 jobs that have been lost. And there was an article from the Daily Caller today saying that the EPA's shutdown of coal is the equivalent to all of the electrical power generation in all the United Kingdom. So that's how much they're taking offline. We have
jack up power prices.
That's right.
Yeah.
To jack that up and also come in, they're going to offer them some green plans. We've seen how Solyndra works and all these crony capitalists. This is a massive transfer of power and wealth to their friends, okay?
And they don't really succeed.
That's right.
Even when they get these handouts, they still can't succeed.
And we had a gut-wrenching piece that came out this week in exchange with a guy who was a coal miner. I want to play you a little clip of this. Let's roll that clip.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
What do you mean by comments? We're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs.
We will pull the
These are the kind of people that you're affecting. This is my family. Now my hope is in God. That's my future. I want my family to know that they have a future here in this state.
She said, and she did not make it a secret, that she is going to continue with the policies of the past 7.5 years and expand upon them. There's no other way to perceive that. Pure and simple, We are tuned.
It's an attack on a way of life, exactly. And we'll be back with, we're going to let David Knight finish up after this. And really tells you what kind of creature she is.
Yep.
She wants to live in her little castle and have everybody else underneath her, underlings.
We're
we'll be right
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I respect my audience. I know that our viewers and listeners are among the most informed, pro-liberty, pro-human, God-fearing people on the face of the earth. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and prepare and to get the storable foods and the high-quality water filtration systems that you need for your family. Shortwave emergency radios, you name it. We have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, InfoWars select storable foods that are the highest quality, longest-lasting, produced right here in the U.S. foods are 30 to 40% off retail. We only do this special twice a year. You get super high quality storable foods that are fresh, last 25 years. You're prepared. You're ready. That key area is taken care of. It's insurance you can eat. You are getting an amazing deal on it, and you are funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Bottom line, it's time to get prepared. So for a limited time, 40 to 30% off all the InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for Ace when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't
that night. And read the Bible by the cold oil light.
We take pride in our faith in God. We take pride in our family, and we take pride in our jobs. We take pride in the fact that we're hard workers.
When you really look at her record and what she's laid out in this campaign, she's the one that's really with coal miners and trying to help them not only get the benefits that they've earned, but the respect that they deserve.
Where were they for the last 7 years to step up and say, no, wait a minute, let's take a more reasonable approach to this? She's been part of the cabinet. I mean, this administration, this Obama administration, has done everything they could, as he had promised, to put the coal business out of business. And it's really had a tremendous economic impact here in West Virginia.
And now that which Hillary Clinton is trying to walk that back, saying, oh, no, I love coal miners. I want to give you guys some benefits.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, that's the amazing thing, Rob. She goes to West Virginia to campaign, and she brags about how we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. And so there was this guy who asked her that very touch. It was a very touching exchange going back, and it really got to her. She didn't know how to respond to that. This is a guy who's 39 years old. He's worked in mines for 11 years. He's got three children, and he was laid off by a company that declared bankruptcy earlier this year. And he says, I can't explain to my children why I can't support.
Can't get up and,
okay?
And get
that's what you hear in that story from Loretta Lynn. She said, we were poor, but our family, our daddy worked hard. He supported us. You know, it's...
And here's the bottom line to it, too. You may think this doesn't affect you living in a big city somewhere. Well, it's going to raise your power prices, and it's going to raise everybody's power prices. And what you get when you're paying more money for power, basic power, when it was cheap, it used to be pretty cheap, you're not going to have as much innovation. You want a country that's innovating and doing things, you have cheap power. Whether you like it or not, hey, we have nuclear power, too. I'm not for that, but it also produces electricity. And we need electricity to make things work.
That's wars in the Middle East because we are so dependent upon oil.
Yeah.
If we were had more coal, we have more coal than Saudis have oil, okay? Far more. And the bottom line is there's nothing other than nothing affects your standard of living, even your life expectancy, more than cheap energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want to have a prosperous country, you want to have a long life expectancy, a high standard of living, you need cheap energy. We've got cheap energy. They're artificially making it expensive. So you've got Obama coming in with his coal regulations, and you've got two dozen states who file suit against it. It goes to the Supreme Court in February. We've got the New York Times headline, Supreme Court deals blow to Obama's efforts to regulate coal emissions. They put a stay on these emissions. They were going to go to a court in Washington, D.C., where Merrick Garland, who has now been tapped to be the Supreme Court nominee for Obama, is going to go to that court with the three judges. We're going to decide whether or not we're going to be allowed to burn coal in this country. I mean, that's a major
how convenient
problem.
That he's the one right there.
And so then
at the door.
Scalia dies. They expected they were going to say, yeah, okay, green light the EPA, because that's what Merrick Garland has done his entire career, is green light everything the bureaucracy want to do. They said it was going to lose 5-4 at the Supreme Court until Scalia died. Now the lower court decision will
stand.
The regulations from the EPA will stand. And when she's talking about the fact, we're going to make sure they get their benefits, we're going to give you some green jobs to do or whatever, that isn't going to happen.
You're going to recycle cans in the, you know, in the local supermarket or something.
Well, the lady who tried to walk this back said, look, we're going to make sure they get their benefits.
Yeah.
How has that worked out in Oregon?
Right.
Okay, we went out there and we talked to the people. We talked to the miners. We talked to the loggers. We talked to the ranchers out there. When they go in and shut down the miners, when they shut down the loggers, they say, all right, we're not going to let you earn a living anymore taking out dead wood. And, of course, that makes the forest all burn down whenever they have a forest fire because they leave the fuel in there. So it's good for the environment. It's good for the economy. It's good for everyone because we get cheaper wood. Okay, they take out the dead wood. But they say, we're not going to allow you to do that. But to ease the transition, we're going to give you welfare benefits for 10 years. Well, you know what? Those welfare benefits are finished.
Yeah.
And there's nothing left. They can't even fund the police department in these areas.
And what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know, they're just going to move on, or that area will collapse.
Well, it's the reservation.
And then the feds will come in and say, well, now we own this, too, because nobody's living here, so we're just going to take this and keep adding on.
It's the reservation. Look at Hillary Clinton's other comment where she said, I know how to deal with men who get off the reservation. Well, the Indians got rightfully upset about that because the reservation, as Russell Means has pointed out, has been a horrific instrument to oppress Indians since it was done 100 years ago, 150 years ago, okay? And what they did was they created a gulag, a socialist gulag for these people, and constrained them where they could not earn a living, where they were completely dependent upon the government. And now that's what they're doing to everybody, okay? They talk about, she said, well, I was talking about Rudy Giuliani, not my husband, okay? They can go back and forth about that, but look, they want to put everybody on a reservation. They want all of us constrained into a confined area where we can't earn a living and we're dependent on their benefits.
Exactly. And then you've got these people running around trying to kill what's left of America. And this lady should be in jail. She should be investigated right now. She shouldn't be running for president. But all this goes back to, you have to be prepared. What if you lose your job? What if something strikes, like they're saying now, the San Andreas Fault is locked and loaded and ready to go? We were interviewing people out in San Francisco, and this one you know, Trigglypuff wannabe was sitting there yelling at a Trump supporter, "Oh, you one of those preppers?" Like it was bad to be prepared when they live in a freaking earthquake zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. She probably wasn't born when it happened during the World Series and destroyed bridges and people died and, you know, it was mass chaos for a few days. No, you have to stay prepared. And one way you could do that right now is we have a mega sale going 30 to 40% off of InfoWars select storable food. So it's got a 25-year shelf life. Food prices are going up. You think energy prices are going up? Food prices are going up, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're hitting everybody where it hurts. This is all. And these all the people that say the government's going to help you, government's going to help you. Hey, the government killed the Indians and put them on reservations. Yeah. That wasn't citizens going out and rounding up Indians. That was your big government that you like so much. Okay? Right. Your big government that destroys giant businesses that provide cheap power. So you live like a serf. You can't have a job, and then you can't pay for the power either because it's gone up so much. Because, oh, we're going to do these giant solar farms that aren't very efficient, that are stuck out in somewhere, and it's all collectivized instead of, you know, encouraging people to put solar in your home. That's one way to get out of the system a little bit.
Because they have to centralize everything.
Oh, they do.
That's why they want the big projects. They don't want you decentralized like that.
Exactly. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out our storable foods. And if you don't have a water filter at this point in your life, you are crazy. If you think Flint, Michigan is the only place that has bad water, you got another thing coming. You should get your water tested, and you should be filtering your water anyway, just especially if you have kids. You don't want these heavy metals and stuff that are in the water, all the pharmaceuticals. I mean, there's so much pharmaceuticals in the water now, they're turning the frogs from male to female. I mean, there's a lot going on.
We just got a notification, Rob, from North Carolina, where we used to live, saying, you know, hey, the water's going to look really bad. It's going to smell really bad. But don't worry. It's just cosmetic.
Yeah, it's okay.
Otherwise, it's safe to drink it. And it's like, yeah, right. You know, and the worst part is when they put stuff in there that you can't taste and you don't know what's in there. Okay. Like fluoride, like lead, these other things. You didn't know about the lead in Flint, Michigan until it had gone on quite some time. And your kids are exhibiting very severe symptoms.
Acting
they say,
crazy.
What's the matter with them?
Yeah. Fluoride turns you into a violent person.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done studies on this. This is no, and fluoride has the same effects that lead does in a person. So there you go. It's neurological. They've done studies on that out of Harvard. David, thanks for joining us. We're going to bring in Joe Biggs, but let me tell you something, people. You are crazy if you're not getting prepared with storable food and water and some of the nutraceuticals we have, especially the iodine. You know, you have to get prepared. Now, I want to bring Joe Biggs in here to talk about this story here. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. We have also a 10% off Survival Shield. Act now for a limited time only. And 30 to 40% off of the storable food. You're crazy if you don't get in on that deal. This is Fox News Latino. Oakland, California police cancel Cinco de Mayo DUI checkpoints after outcry. So, hey, guess what that means? Go out and get drunk in Oakland. It's okay. Nobody's going to be checking you. And I'm against DUI checkpoints, especially the blood draws where they do this. But then saying, we're not going to even put them up now because this is a Hispanic holiday, even though they don't even really celebrate it in Mexico. This is sort of like an American Corona holiday.
It's because they said fiesta time and jail, or was it fiesta time or jail times? And that was so offensive to all these people out there in Oakland where they got on their Facebook pages and they band together to make sure that this didn't happen, because it's horrible to stop these guys from getting smashed on tequila all day and going out and then driving and running over some innocent bystanding family walking down the street.
But they're not stopping the NSA. They're not stopping the TSA.
They're not stopping the white folks from drinking on St. Patrick's Day or the 4th of July.
Because,
you know, that's okay, but we can't offend, you know, everyone out there with piñatas and sombreros on. You know, we're going to... That's horrible.
The decision to cancel the checkpoints came after a backlash on social media. So there it is right there. If you get mad and you can perceive, if you could just say it's racist, like Rob Reiner. I got a clip from Rob Reiner. We're going to play this one real quick. You know, they're saying, hey, what do you think about all the Trump supporters? He goes, well, they're all racist. Well, he doesn't say they're all racist. He's like, there's a lot of racists out there. And so apparently anybody who is a Trump supporter.
And there's no racist Bernie Sanders supporter.
Exactly.
Hillary Clinton supporter.
No, when they hang Trump's head on a pole and beat it, With giant sticks, that's an act of love.
When someone screams,
that's
you're effing white and spits at you, I'm pretty sure that's pretty much racist.
There you go. Let's play that Rob Reiner clip.
That is true, yeah. But how do you explain the millions and millions of people who do not watch this show, who actually like what they hear from Donald Trump and aren't taking messages and orders from us in the media, but they listen right. to what he says for themselves and vote for him? How do you explain that?
Well, there are a lot of people who are racist.
Oh, my
racist.
God. Did you just say that?
I'm not saying...
No,
I'm,
you just said that.
Well, that's true.
So you think that's true. That I'm not people saying, that vote no, for Donald think, Trump are
they're
racist?
They're not all racist.
You led with that, Doug.
No, I said
they're not all. There's like two or three that aren't racist, you know, but all the rest of them are. You know, I've gone and talked to these people. These are just normal, hardworking Americans of all races, colors, and creeds, and they just want to have the ability to provide for their families and not be taxed to death and not be forced to buy Obamacare.
And they want the ability to go and listen to a presidential candidate speak.
Yeah.
And maybe a lot of these people are undecided. Maybe some of them are on the fence about maybe Bernie Sanders or something. Maybe they want this chance to finally go listen to Trump and hear what he has to say. And instead, what happens is they're spit on. They're called racist. Their children have to go through that as they're walking in and out of these events. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's why we are going to Eugene, Oregon tomorrow.
That's right. Hey, let's show some of the love from SoCal. This is some of the love that they exhibited while we were in Southern California. They were all very, you know, all carrying their posters of love. There's a guy, that guy's car later got spray painted, and yeah, there's some nice people there. This guy's wearing a Hitler, Stalin, and Mao gun, mass murderers agree gun control works. There, they show some love to the police car right there. You can see the broken windows. Yeah, and then, oh, there's the guy jumping on the car.
The best part is when he slides and falls, he has to limp off because
he hurts himself. Well, and there's a Trump supporter they beat up just because he had a Trump shirt on. They took his hat and then pretty much knocked him around, threw him on the ground, started punching him, you know, and he's just a blogger. And I posted that up on Twitter, these pictures, because they were so outlandish. And I called the guys thugs who beat him up. And I was like, why are you calling them thugs? What else do you call somebody who beats up another person for wearing a shirt?
Yeah, the guy's walking out of an event trying to get back to his vehicle.
He was in his car trying to leave. They had it blocked off, and he got out to see what was going on because he's a blogger, and they take his hat. And he's, give me my hat back. No, boom, boom. That's what thugs do. Sorry. Thugs attack people like that. So you guys are going to be out in Eugene, Oregon. They've already got, I put the Facebook link up there. They've already got about 600 people that say they're going to be there protesting Donald Trump. And, you know, they put the talking points. He's a racist, misogynist.
Yeah, so
sexist.
Tomorrow's event's going to be at the Elaine Events Convention Center in Eugene. And the doors open at 4. The actual rally starts at 7. The counter protest, which will be held... The same area will be at 5 p.m. is what they're saying. So I'm sure, though, it'll be around 4. And
what they're going to do, what you're going to see is, and this is exactly how it happened in Southern California, it'll be nothing for a while. You get there and go, wow, there's no protesters. And then there may be a couple in there walking around talking to people. And then they're all going to march in all at once. Yeah. And they're going to have their signs ready to go. And if the cops are there, they might get in between them. They might not. If they don't, who knows what could happen? Because they did it, and they got in between them in Southern California with the war horses that they were riding, and that kept things peaceful, at least to a physical degree. They were getting verbal with each other. Then they all went out and blocked the road for people exiting. So you got thousands of people that couldn't get in. They're not going to hang out there all night, so they all start to leave. And that's when you're going to see, I think, the fireworks go off. And these people aren't peaceful, and they don't have love in their hearts. They hate anything that is not so socialist and collective.
And the funniest thing is that one of their biggest chants is stop the hate in our state, and yet they're the ones that are the most hateful, vile, nasty, disgusting, ridiculous excuses of human beings. I mean, they're
just using it as an excuse to go crazy. They really are. So we'll see how it happens in Eugene. We're going to be out there watching you. We've got Darren McBreen going with
special guest McBreen.
Yeah, so McBreen doesn't go on a lot of these missions.
Last time you went out with us was the Spokane, Washington trip.
That was where the sheriff there.
Nezovich,
yeah.
They had that video of that sheriff sitting there saying that these MRAPs were going to be used for constitutionalists and all that, and it really pissed off a lot of people around the country and within Spokane. And we all went out there and rallied with these people. And
we have another cop on video saying there's IEDs being made. And here we have, he might be right. Look, here's extremely dangerous IED found under Texas bridge. So the McLennan County Sheriff's Office and Bob Squad used a water cannon to breach a suspicious device found under a bridge Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was in Rosebud up near Temple.
Exactly. So how is this getting made? Do you think this was made by domestic hands, or could it be our intrusive little Al-Qaeda ISIS operatives that we know or have made it all the way up to Dallas because they tried to shoot people up there at a Draw Muhammad cartoon rally?
I mean, we already have these reports from Judicial Watch. These guys are already in an opera. I went down there a year ago from the 15th of April, I believe. So, yeah, I went down there and actually went into an opera, looked around, FBI talked to me afterwards, and now we have confirmed reports of these ISIS guys down there training, ready to come in, and now we have these IEDs found. I mean, that's why Trump says we need to secure the border. That's why we need it.
And here it is today out of the Daily Mail. Illegal immigrant numbers spike at the Mexican border as surge in new arrivals grows after Trump's vow to seal off the southern border. And border guards have seen a 78% jump in unaccompanied children. So people are just sending their children up there to fend for themselves.
Well,
they're working with these drug cartels and the coyote networks.
Well, the funniest thing was how Vicente Fox...
And he's apologized.
Yeah, he comes out and apologizes yesterday, yeah. And then Trump comes back and answers with, "You're going to be spending all this money to build this." That's why, I mean, you got to love that guy. I mean, that's just hilarious.
He's telling it like it is. Let's go to a couple callers now. We got Hector in Texas. Wants to know, audit the Fed, did it secretly happen? Hector, what kind of news do you have on audit the Fed?
Yeah, actually, I'm really coming to you guys to see if you can use your, you know, journalism skills to validate this story or not. Josh Tolley show is also on the GSN network yesterday, had a guy speaking about that the audit the Fed really did happen secretly, and that they may have found up to $800 trillion worth of hidden gold, and that General Dunford has even used the special forces to close the Fed on the East Coast and reset up shop in Salt Lake City, and that they're secretly creating federal greenbacks that are non-interest-bearing to the American people and that will actually be backed by gold.
And well, maybe that's why the secret meeting happened between Obama and Yellen. You know, we don't know what happened because they're keeping it secret, because that's the way this administration has been, definitely behind closed doors. We'll be right back with more of your calls, finishing up the last segment of the fourth hour.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I respect my audience. I know that our viewers and listeners are among the most informed, pro-liberty, pro-human, God-fearing people on the face of the earth. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and prepare and to get the storable foods and the high-quality water filtration systems that you need for your family. Shortwave emergency radios, you name it. We have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, InfoWars select storable foods that are the highest quality, longest lasting, produced right here in the U.S. foods are 30 to 40% off retail. We only do this special twice a year. You get super high quality storable foods that are fresh, last 25 years. You're prepared. You're ready. That key area is taken care of. It's insurance you can eat. You are getting an amazing deal on it, and you are funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Bottom line, it's time to get prepared. So for a limited time, 40 to 30% off all the InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the
the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little
bean. Well, I was searching for Audit the Fed. Did it really happen? And I didn't find anything on that on Google, but I'm going to do some more searches after this show and see what I can find. But I did run across this from Politico. Trump doubles down on deportation. Says that, yes, absolutely, they're going to be deported. Look, we either have a country or we don't. We have many illegals in this country. We have to get them out and go through the process, go through a system. And the ones that have done well and really achieved, we want to bring them back. And now some economists believe doing this, especially in a single year, would dramatically reduce the GDP and send the U.S. into recession, possibly depression. This could be because many of the jobs done by immigrants in restaurants, hotels would go unfilled. I don't know if I believe that. I worked as a cook and a dish dog in a restaurant for a couple of years while I was in college, and I delivered pizzas. I mean, I've done pretty much every low-level job you could do to make a little money while I was bettering myself and learning skills.
I mean, I washed dishes at a Hooters and worked my way up to the fry guy.
I think there's plenty of people that are going to fill jobs.
But here's the thing, though. Look, deport illegals, employ veterans. We've got a lot of homeless veterans right now. And Austin alone, laying under bridges, sleeping outside, they have nothing, they're trying to make some kind of money on the side, standing on corners. These guys need jobs, and they're sitting there saying, they hold up signs, hey, looking for work, I need something. Get rid of these guys that don't need to be here, that want to sneak in the back door, don't want to come through the proper process. Give these veterans who've already served their country a job and a chance to make something, and let their country see them, try to work for them as they did for their country. We need to help these veterans out before we go and sit here and go, well, no, these are only for these guys. No, we still got enough jobs here to help these guys out. Let's take care of our own people first.
I agree. And then you have what's going on with, here's an article here from USA Today. 51% of immigrant-led households receive at least one kind of welfare. I believe if you're going to come here illegally, you shouldn't get welfare. You shouldn't be able to get it. You shouldn't even remotely qualify for it. I don't think you should be able to get a license. If I go to Mexico and say I have a gun in my trunk of my car, well, they're going to put me in jail for what, 14 months? How long was a Marine in jail for?
Yeah, Andrew Chimorsi was in there for about a year and a half almost. He was there for a long time. Went through depression, starvation.
For just taking a wrong turn, okay? He wasn't even trying to immigrate illegally into Mexico. He just took a wrong turn. And here we're like, hey, let's open it up and give everybody welfare. And, you know, and I know people are going to come back, more whites are on welfare. I know. I think welfare should be set up as a way to get you into a better place, not as a place where you're going to sit and be on welfare.
Well, it's just like with those McDonald's jobs. Yeah, they're $8 an hour or whatever it is. It's not a job for you to stay and take care of your family. Yeah, there's going to be some instances where some people just don't have anything else but that. But that's a small percentage, like the 0.03% of transgendered Americans who want to be able to go use the men's bathroom or the women's bathroom that aren't that sex. Sorry, we have more people. We need to focus on the masses, the people who are here. We don't need to worry about the 2 or 3 freaking, you know, 1,000 people who are all of a sudden offended by this because they can't do that. Get a job, move on from McDonald's, go on to something else, strive for better. That's what America's all about, the pursuit of happiness, not the promise or the guarantee, but the pursuit, the try to do better and continue to move forward.
And you could go into almost any library, get on YouTube, and learn new skills. There's no excuse for you, I can't learn it, I can't go to school, I can't afford it. There are plenty of skills out there that you can learn and better your life with. We're going to end with Dustin here in Tennessee. He wants to talk about Trump in Tennessee, racism, and he's got a local update on a story. Dustin, go ahead.
Guys, what's going on? Nice to finally get there to speak with you guys. Just real quick, I was down, and I live in the Knoxville side, which is far east or whatever, and I was doing some work down in Memphis, which is, as you guys know, I'm sure you've seen on TV, pretty poor part of the state. But anyway, I was driving my car. I had my Hillary for Prison sticker on, my Trump T-shirt, and I was riding middle of the hood, and I came across one house that had a Trump. It just happened to be the house I was going to for work. Anyway, I got out, started talking to people, and they came in and said, why would you bring your racist butt in here? And, we start talking about, why am I racist because I like Trump? And a lot of people are so ignorant. They're just so unlearned. They don't understand really what Trump
said. And that's why we have to learn them. We have to talk to more people, and that's the only way things are going to change. So thanks for joining us on the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.